Y. Carimona, also steeped in Maori Tanga. Y. Carimona, also steeped in Maori Tanga American Samoa child, I gained a strong connection to Lake Y. Carimona, the Lake of Rippling Waters, which is located in the Maori stewardship area of Te Uruwera, formerly Te Uruwera National Park. Since Y. Carimona is only a few hours north of Hastings, my family used to camp out at the lake every Christmas holidays from when I was 6 years old until I was about 16. I tramped the area extensively in 1995 and 1998 and redid it in 2008 and in 2012, I always seem to keep coming back there. The area is home to the Ngaituhoe people, a local Maori tribe, and even as a young child I recognized their strong presence in the area. I remember that when we would drive into Moorupara we would always being amazed at how everyone working in the shop spoke Maori. Here's the New Zealand Department of Conservation, DOC, information page for Lake Y. Carimona and Te Uruwera. Lakes Y. Carimona and Y. Karere with nearby tramping tracks. Map data by Land Information New Zealand via NZ Topo Map, 2020, CC by SA 4.0. The remote Te Uruwera area has been home to Ngaituhoe, meaning the Tuhoe people or tribe, for centuries, and it was they who named the Lake Y. Carimona, which means Sea of the Rippling Waters. Tuhoe were one of the Maori tribes who did not sign the Treaty of Waitangi, and have a strong history of seeking independence from the Crown. A short hike from the visitor center takes you to the nearby La Ke Y. Karere, meaning the Little Rippling Waters. It's a great place to for kayaking, and if you kayak out to Rawi Island and climb the metal ladder, you can see the beautiful Lake Te Maitia Y. Carimona, or Little Child of the Rippling Waters, a lake within a lake. My friends and I had stopped by Te Maitia Y. Carimona to camp out, and another tramper on the island came up to me and gave me some trout, so I gave him a bag of marshmallows and some biscuits in return. He told me that he was fishing and hunting, and was planning to take some of the extra venison he'd caught to another island on the lake where local Maori were camping. He said that the Tuhoe had a tradition that if they turn up 3 weeks before Christmas and name their campground by staking their rights to Maori land, they can stay there for free. I tramped the Y. Carimona track, which leads around the lake. One of the few New Zealand Great Walks in the North Island, the track cuts its way through the thick bush surrounding the lake. The Lake Y. Carimona track reminded me of Mount Birangia in the Waikato area, as they both have cabbage trees and Dicksonia ferns. These beautiful native trees can be seen all over New Zealand in areas ranging from home gardens to wild bush. The cabbage tree tends to prefer wide open spaces such as farms where it gets full sunlight. The area around Lake Y. Carimona is also home to many other native New Zealand plants and birds. We took the roughly 9-kilometer route from On.